It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neupbaur, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering has been chosen to be part of a new institute that will leverage a $70 million contribution by the U.S. Department of Energy as part of its Manufacturing USA network. The effort will be coordinated by the American Institute of Chemical Engineers. The goal is to increase domestic productivity and efficiency of various forms of energy by 20% over the next 5 years through improved manufacturing processes. Pitt will focus on natural gas. In addition, the Pitt team says it will tap into its industry partnerships to identify potential end uses and to build a more knowledgeable workforce. As Barack Obama began preparing to leave office, he ordered his team to upgrade the White House aging technology infrastructure for his successor. New computers were purchased and faster internet was installed. However, it's unclear how much of it the incoming administration will use. Trump told reporters over the weekend that, quote, no computer is safe from hacking. He says the best way to deal with something really important is to write it down and to deliver it by courier, quote, the old-fashioned way. Trump reportedly rarely uses a computer. Trump does tweet, and incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says he expects Trump to continue using Twitter and other social media sites as president. This week, the Tech Report looks for computer code that never crashes. It might be annoying when your computer or phone freezes while you're checking your Facebook, but imagine if the software running a military weapon system glitches, or code running a self-driving car takes a long pause at 60 miles an hour. It just can't happen. And that's where a Lawrenceville-based company comes in. EdgeCase CEO and co-founder Michael Wagner says his company specializes in something called automated robustness testing.
We use artificial intelligence to actually figure out what a software module looks like, and it comes up with all these interesting ways of attacking it. Once we find a problem, we can report it back to the developers, and we can get it fixed. Right? That's the ultimate goal. It's not just to attack these systems. It's to improve them.
Wagner says too often, developers run their code through a test that is designed only to make sure it works, not to look for ways to break it. Thousands of lines of code can be uploaded to the cloud, and within a few days, EdgeCase says it can find the vulnerabilities. Wagner says the service does not stop at sending over a bug report.
There's actually often a bias that we see where a developer will think that a certain scenario just won't happen, right? Oh, that bug you found will never occur in practice. And if you have a little bit of gray hair, you realize that these things do occur. There are weird ways where they occur. When you're talking about safety, you know, a lot of safety incidents occur when a failure has already happened. And so things are already off nominal, right? So your understanding of the way the system works is already going to be wrong.
By taking the code out of the car, robot, or other device it's running and placing it in a virtual world, EdgeCase can run thousands of parallel tests in minutes rather than weeks and never put the hardware in jeopardy. And it can dig deeply into every potential vulnerability.
So you can kind of think of it like a game of Battleship. When you first find a vulnerability, you realize you have one test case that is interesting, that finds a problem. And so then one of our algorithms that we use sort of tries to examine every possible direction to figure out, you know, whether it's hit an aircraft carrier or a destroyer or whatever.
Wagner says the goal is for the system to eventually be able to offer suggestions on how to fix the problematic code. The company currently has about 20 clients. Most of them are small local startups with which they work very closely. However, EdgeCase expects to roll out software in the first quarter of this year that will provide a more off-the-shelf process for software and product developers. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neupbaur, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.